This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
As we go through this sermon series, you're going to discover in different ways from the Old Testament and the New Testament something that Norman Cousins said, and I'm going to talk about this next week, that belief is biology. What a statement. Belief is biology, that we are affected physically, mentally, and emotionally just by what we believe. What a statement. And he gives several illustrations that you will find fascinating in his book, that belief is biology. If that's true physically, belief is biology. Belief is so important spiritually. To believe in the name of God's Son and to love one another as He commanded. I don't know when the last time was that you bought a new car or bought a used car. Do you remember ever having a conversation with a salesperson, it could be a man or woman, trying to sell you a car, when they said something to this effect? What do I have to do to put you into this car? What kind of deal do we have to make? What kind of extras do I need to put into this car? What is it going to take to put you in this car? And you may have smiled and you may have said, well, I want this, this, and this, and I want the price down another $1,000. That's what it's going to take. And maybe you hammered out a deal with somebody over a car. I want to ask you this question. What's it going to take for you to follow the injunction, the order, the command of the Lord God Almighty to believe in the name of God's Son, Jesus Christ, and to love people like you were meant to love them, not as things, but as creations of God, and to love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind, and to love your neighbor as yourself? That's what we're under orders to do. I'm asking you a different kind of question. What would we have to do this morning to get you to follow the most important command, injunction of your life, to believe in the name of God's Son and to love other people? And then I realize there's nothing that I can do. There is nothing that I can do to get you to believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. You say, how do you know that? The book of Corinthians says this, no man or woman calls Jesus Lord except by the Holy Spirit. You know what that means? It's an inside job. The Holy Spirit of God speaks to your spirit and says, Jesus is who He claimed to be. It's not simply an intellectual exercise. It's not a theoretical exercise. It's an exercise of the Holy Spirit of God in your life and in your heart, where He speaks to your spirit. He testifies, is a word the Bible uses. The Holy Spirit testifies to my spirit that I'm a child of God. The Holy Spirit testifies to my spirit that Jesus Christ is who He claims to be. I read an interesting story this week. I want to share it, but before I do, I want to bring up a scripture that I'm going to be sharing every week during this 8-week series. I shared it last week, and every Sunday this is going to be the last scripture that's going to come up. It's from John 8:24, if we can bring that up. John 8:24 says, if you do not believe that I am the one I claim to be, you will indeed die in your sins. You may remember that from last Sunday. I will share that every Sunday. It's going to be the crucial, critical thought at the end of every message during the next 8 weeks, where Jesus is so bold, politically incorrect in your face, and saying, if you don't believe that I'm the one I claim to be, you will indeed die in your sins. Well, I'm going to ask you to tune in tomorrow on Friday to hear this final story that illustrates John 8:24, that if I refuse to believe that Jesus is who He claimed to be, according to Jesus, not according to me, but according to Him, I will die in my sins. Folks, I don't know of anything more frightening than those words, that I will die in my sins simply by refusing to believe that Jesus is who He claimed to be.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.